These are microwave fires. These are fires using directed energy weapons. This is a whole new fire now, because they can, and they are. There's no more normal.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was the expert in this area of research, Deborah Tavares. It's been far too long since we've had her on, but the Tubbs Fire in Sonoma County, 5,000 homes lost, the Paradise Fires, the Camp Fire in California, the Ankara Fires in Greece, fires all over Canada. Friends, this is the new normal, and none of it is normal at all. Thank you for tuning in. Spread this one far and wide. Hey friends, welcome back. Thank you so very, very much for tuning in. Friends, I feel like I've been saying this in just my last three, four interviews, another emergency broadcast, and it's really true, because the war against humanity continues to only ramp up, and the voice you just heard was that, of course, of Deborah Tavares, StopTheCrime.net. Deb is on the line, but before I bring her on, guys, I just want to make you aware, of course, of the work we've been doing in this space for years. Deborah Tavares really leading the charge. And if you go over to my site here, thephaser.com, and you click GeoWatch, the tabs below open up and you can click Agenda 21. And what do you see right at the top here? No water, no warning. Maui residents confront public serpents. Scroll down here. The Maui Dew attack looks just like cars on 9/11. Another great report. It just goes on and on and on. Years we've been covering depopulation, climate change, and weather weapons. Friends, also on thephaser.com, you will find real news and I think real education that you're never going to hear from MSNBC or CNN or the Mockingbird horror media. News like this. Listen up.
So in the midst of diving into all the major wildfires happening around the world, I happen to come across Ankara. 1,200 people have been evacuated as of yesterday. Now, this is interesting. I might be able to shed some light upon this and open people's eyes a little bit to connect the dots. If you haven't been with me, as of my previous videos, then you probably have no idea what I'm talking about. So I fully applaud you going to check those out. If not, might be able to put the puzzle pieces together in this one specific video so you can gain some clarity upon the situations happening around the world and what's actually being implemented and coming to play. Now, do keep in mind before we get into this, Ankara is private owned, okay? This is all private owned land, same as Athens, same as Larissa. They are not federally owned land, right? Now, Athens and Larissa just got through their worst fire to date to ever happen. And I want you to think about this, okay? Athens and Larissa are on the same list in Greece, right? To be implemented into smart cities by 2030. Ankara just so happens to be on that list as well. The more and more I dig, the more and more I find, and more I see that the easiest way to get rid of old private owned land, old infrastructural land, right, that does nothing for you but just pollute the area supposedly, the easiest way to get rid of it is burn it to the ground, right? Burn it straight to the fucking slab so you can build whatever the hell you want, whenever the hell you want, and it's not no longer owned by anybody. Now, as you can see, a little sketchy. The initiative will streamline access for Turkish partners to the most innovative smart city solutions that the U.S. companies have to offer and be executed in cooperation with the U.S. Commercial Service. Wow. Now, as you can see, the first two smart cities that were awarded grants right there in front of you. These projects reflect not only our continuing commitment to a broad and dynamic portfolio in Turkey, but also the best of our team's ability to connect innovative U.S. industry with trusted overseas partners. What? Land grab. Do keep in mind, this is pretty interesting. The pilot includes the installation of a customized AI-based software platform. You know who owns that AI-based software platform? BlackRock. Their specific AI is called Aladdin. If you want to look into it and see what it does, it'll probably open your eyes even more.
All right, guys, I'm going to pause it right there because I got to tell you, the expert who's been covering this for more than a decade is Deborah Tavares, StopTheCrime.net. Guys, I'm happy to have her back right now. Deb, can you hear me?
I can. Thank you so much, Sean, for having me on. This is really an emergency broadcast. And why it is because of what we're going to share tonight. Not only what has happened in Hawaii, in Lahaina, but in Paradise. And here in my town in 2017, with what was called the Tubbs Fire, T-U-B-B-S, fire that burned over 5,000 homes in one night. So yes, I am Deborah Tavares. I run the following sites, stopthecrime.net, that has become my main site where you will find the opportunity to get email blast outs. And as I go over some of the blast outs that I've recently sent, I would recommend you sign up for those. If you have not yet, you can go onto the tab, emails, blast outs, and you can look at some of the recent ones that I will be discussing during this broadcast today. I also run primarywater.org, and water is a renewable. We are not running out of water. Now, we are sadly being terminated from the accessibility of primary water because of the CIA. And I hope I will have a moment or two to get into that. And we may need to do another show, Sean, on water, because water is being terminated. Water is being terminated, and it's being replaced by water reuse through the EPA that is already working nationally and internationally to require that we all drink water from wastewater treatment plants that are chemicals and biologicals, urine and fecal material, and many, many toxins of undetermined concerns. That is to be our water. And in fact, there was an executive order requiring that we transition and build more wastewater treatment plants because of the droughts. Now, again, we are not running out of water. We have pure, clean, new water that is continuously created down below the mantle. We just have to look down for water and discount rain and snowmelt. That's atmospheric toxic poisonous water. Then I also run the website toxicsky.org. It is a site I originally started when I was falling into the endless pit of weather change done by those that can change the weather. Many call it geoengineering. Many call it chemtrails and atmospheric death dumps, but don't ever call it climate change. Not ever. It is the intentional recreation of the weather on all levels. I also have on toxicsky.org a recently found video or movie film that Michael Murphy did. And he was killed before this film could be released. He released two films prior, What in the World Are They Spraying? And Why in the World Are They Spraying? And I would highly, highly recommend that you look at his unfinished third documentary entitled Unconditional Gray.
Unconventional Gray. Murphy. Unconventional Gray.
Unconventional Gray. And the UN is in caps for United Nations. So Unconventional Gray by Michael Murphy. It has been missing since 2016. It was to be buried forever. The year Michael had planned to release it, again, was in 2016. It builds a picture of how geoengineering, not the climate change cover story, leads straight to the United Nations Sustainable Development. Carbon's Agenda 21, Agenda 30, the master plan. In fact, geoengineering, with all of its political muscle, is the price of admission of world government, as well as the biggest transfer of wealth to the rich ever. So you can find and share and preview this film everywhere, send it far and wide, hold meetings, and watch this film. You can get to it again on my website, toxicsky.org. It's posted at the top. Right underneath the film, you will find more about the dead and dying plant material worldwide by Rosalind Peterson, who was a very, very good friend of mine and died suspiciously of cancer. And I knew Rosalind very, very well. She actually went on her own dime to the United Nations to tell them to please stop changing the weather. Rosalind was a USDA lost crops claim adjuster, and that's when she discovered that the loss of crops was as a result of poisons in the atmosphere. So again, stopthecrime.net, primarywater.org, and toxicsky.org. So I want to jump right in to what everyone is talking about right now. And of course, that's the burn of Maui and Lahaina. And I'm talking out of deep sorrow and reactivation of what we lived through here in 2017 with the burning of Sonoma County, Santa Rosa specifically. And we lost over 5,000 homes that night. That was called the Tubbs Fire, T-U-B-B-S. We were getting calls from our family members to come and help them evacuate. And we were driving in towards the fires that night to help our kids get out. And we were watching just lines of cars under the evacuation on their own. I want to describe a little bit of that night so that you will all understand what is happening with weather weapons worldwide.
Deb, let me interject and just ask and be clear here. So the Tubbs Fire was in Sonoma County. You say 5,000 homes lost. We need to remind people of those other horrific fires, videos from which went viral of people driving through a hellscape trying to escape. Many didn't escape. And those fires, I believe, were in what? Paradise. And there was one called the Campfire, correct? Which part of Cali were those in?
Yes, there were many fires since 2017. The first and the biggest one was the 2017 fire. And we did investigations of Paradise. We went up there. We found that the smart meters were contributing towards the pulsed frequencies, which caused blowups as well. So there are many reasons for the fires, but I wanted to dive into this first. What happened that night of October 8th, 2017? Now, October 8th, at around 10 p.m. at night, was the late hour of when our fires started here, which actually started the following evening. Well, the evening. At 10 o'clock on October the 8th of 2017, one of my friend's sisters was frantically trying to call them from over 2 hours away, because on the news, they were reporting horrific fires in Santa Rosa. When they finally got through to the family member here and said, "What is it? What's going on? They're reporting horrific fires in Santa Rosa." My friends had heard nothing about fires. They called the Santa Rosa Fire Department and 911 and were told there were no fires.
This reminds me of Maui. Right? The people are totally trapped.
No, Sean. Yeah. Okay. What is most important about what I am just saying is what I will just say now. And everyone needs to listen carefully to this. Don't let mind control and short attention spans stop you from hearing what you're going to hear me say right now. So the night at 10 p.m., October the 8th of 2017, reports were going on media over 2 hours away that Santa Rosa was burning. When some locals in Santa Rosa called the fire department here and 911, the report was there were no fires. This is like the reporting of the Building 7 that fell during 9/11, when the broadcaster was standing with the back to the window saying that Building 7 had fallen, and it had not. This was a release that was out of timing. So about 2 hours later, without any alerts, with no water, without any police or fire on the mountain at all, it was a complete stand down. There was a patrol car that drove by. And by that point, there was a lot of ash and heavy smoke, and people were rousting up that had been asleep. And they went out. A couple of people went out to the patrol car and asked, "What's going on? What do we do?" And he said, "I'm not authorized to tell you." And they said, "Well, we're people. We have families. What would you do if you were us?" And this officer said, "I would evacuate immediately and don't take Mark West Springs Road." Now, many of you geographically won't know about Mark West Springs Road, but it was the road where the fires came over the mountain through the valley, and it was going to clog up. And this officer knew it was a stand down. At 10 o'clock again on the evening of the 8th, there was a large presence of about 50 different law enforcement all gathered in a parking lot by a coffee shop. No one went up that mountain. There were no sirens, nothing. The people were on their own, and most people narrowly got out with the flames lapping at their heels, and about 20 plus people died. There was an abandonment of a senior care facility where all the employees left, and those people were gotten out by evacuees. It was a nightmare. We housed a number of evacuees on our property because they were not allowed back on their properties, just as what we're seeing in Lahaina and just what we saw in Paradise, because the military goes in there and they clean up their attack zone. They clean it up. They won't allow us back there in the site because it, of course, was a crime scene, a pre-planned crime scene. We also had busloads of looters bust in to the area, and they were looting. Somebody wrote a book called Point Patrol and how they had stayed in their cul-de-sac with hoses and water to put out the embers. But their biggest threat were all the looters. They wrote on the road, looters will be shot. And they had shovels, and literally they were having to fend off the looters. We were seeing much of that happening in all of the burn zones. These are attack zones. These are pre-planned attack zones. So what do you do in an attack? You turn off communications. In the instance of water, you turn off water. You don't warn anybody, and you don't assist in evacuations. As a matter of fact, you hinder the evacuations. I have on my website one of the most horrific things that I understood later, and it is posted, and it is an email blast out that I'm going to be talking about in a moment. But I learned that evacuation zones are military zones, and I'll cover that more in a moment. But I want to go over a few things that we're dealing not only with Maui, but with all the fires. And I'm seeing a greater influence of this potentially in more of the current fires. But I will say this. Many, many people are unable to understand these are attacks. This is the use of weather weapons. So I would urge all of you to look at Unconventional Gray, share it with people, and just understand we are all under attack, more than just with fires and floods and hurricanes and tornadoes and earthquakes that all can be created and are, but we're under mind attacks as well. So I'm going to go over a couple of things. And Sean, I know this is going to be horrendous, but it all is horrendous. I want to talk about directed energy weapons, because we're hearing a lot about DEWs, directed energy weapons, that manipulate and debilitate, such as wave energy weapons, genetic weapons, psychotronic weapons, and more. And I want to suggest and ask this question. Could we be blind to the mind-altering advanced uses of directed energy weapons to control our behaviors, our decisions, our minds, and our beliefs? What if it's not possible for the majority of the people to wake up? Let's talk about mind control and EMF and frequency controls of our minds. Let's talk about this for a minute, because I think this leads into a greater understanding of the torture and brutality that we're all facing worldwide, with famines and increased refugees and the horrors of fleeing war-torn countries that are deliberately set upon for war. So let's talk quickly about some of the specific methods and systems of altering consciousness, because there are U.S. patents as far back as 1992 and even in February of 1994. And the methods and systems of altering our consciousness talk about the systems that stimulate the brain with different frequencies and waveforms to alter our state of consciousness. And I've talked about electromagnetic frequencies for years. And we have to understand that part of what that is monitoring. Interference is one of the most insidious and secretive of all methods used by the agencies against all of us. That's why we have increased chaos between family members that understand what's happening and people that are understanding a greater degree of what's happening and people that have understood for some time. Let's talk about microwave weapons, a hearing system. And those are patents in 1989. And hearing devices. And they've told us that the first known experiment with microwaved voices was conducted by Sharp and Grove in the early 70s. And the Defense Intelligence Agency, the Advanced Research Project Agency, are principally to blame for the abuse of these technologies since Project Pandora, etc. And the CIA's Langley Research Center, as well as numerous scientists working in the Energy Defense Department labs across the United States, are all responsible. Let's talk about brainwave monitors. And why I'm spending time here is because I know so many individually targeted individuals that have been brutalized and experimented on for decades and decades. And I can say this, by and large, experimentation is over. Our minds, our brains are hacked and will be hacked further. So brainwave monitors and analysis, listen to this. When the brainwave pattern of an individual is detected from the use of one or more numerous types of detectors, such as a satellite, these brainwave signals are sent to a monitor with a computer. The brainwave patterns are interpreted through a brainwave vocabulary that records the thoughts into words. This is pre-crime. This is what we've been talking about for a long time with Palantir and the fact that Palantir was already set up in New Orleans and in all the major cities after the hurricane in New Orleans. The NSA monitors the brainwaves of their targets by satellite and decodes the evoked potentials that the brain emits. So using lasers, satellites, and high-powered computers, the agencies have now gained the ability to decipher human thoughts, and from a considerable distance, almost instantaneously.
Hey, Deb. So we're on your site right now, stopthecrime.net, category mind control. Victims of China's electromagnetic mind control tech provide testimonies, seek help. You know, I think we're so far down the rabbit hole already in this conversation that I would like to ask you here in the half hour we have left to perhaps redirect so that we can talk about the pressing issue that is now waking up people in Maui, waking up people in Greece with the Ankara fires, this smart city agenda, United Nations Agenda 2030. And I want to talk to you. You're the expert. I really want your opinion on what happened in Maui. So no warnings, no sirens, roadblocks so people couldn't get out, no water to fight the fires. And that's just for starters. A lot of folks are presenting evidence of directed energy weapons, blue cars unburnt, blue shirts found unburnt, blue umbrellas found unburnt. Do you want to bridge over to the Maui fires here at some point here? I just wanted to make you aware we have a half hour.
Yeah, Sean, I'm going to really encompass the similarities in all the fires. And then I'm going to point out what we need to understand about the fires in general. And of course, Maui has had the opportunity to hear from all of us over the last number of years that we were attacked by directed energy weapons. Out of Northern California, we were screaming from the rooftops about all of this being an intentional attack, using lasers, using boots on the ground, drones. We were watching all of this. In fact, from one of the cameras mounted on the Many Hills here, if you type in CaliforniaAlert.com or AlertCalifornia.com, you will see that we are carpeted with cameras. And someone overseas was using those cameras the night of one of the fires that started, and they saw a laser start. starting the fire. And so I'm going to get into that, but here's what I do want to say. And this is very, very important, because we have to think about the missing kids. We have to think what happened. Are we talking about spontaneous combustion? Yeah, we are talking about spontaneous combustion. We're talking about cremation. We're talking about dustification. We're seeing it. But we have to understand this. Every single thing and person on earth has its own unique frequency signature. A frequency can be pre-calibrated and directed to a single person, even in a room of many. Or take the example that I saw about a crime scene that was solved by finding mud in the criminal murderer's shoes that had some pine needles in it, embedded in the tread of the muddy shoes. And they took it to a lab, and they were able, Sean, to identify the exact pine tree and the location and solve the murder. Now, we have to understand, all life now, all of our bodies are packed with nano-sized, highly conductive, combustible heavy metals delivered by chemtrails for more and over many decades. And that's why the plasma fires burn so intensely, because of dustification. We're seeing years of heavy metals, highly combustible materials on the ground, and elimination occurs without traces. We're seeing buildings dustified. We saw the same thing here. In all the fires here, we find that laser targeting can be pre-calibrated to destroy structures and not the surrounding trees that have a different frequency. And it's important to understand that, according to the microwave warfare expert Barry Trower, whom I interviewed, frequencies can be used to turn anyone into an assassin in 3 days. In 3 days. So what we have to understand, people are reporting that the trees aren't burned, they're fine. They're not fine. They're dead and dying because of the years of clogged up small roots that can't uptake water when it's given, very seldom, and it's toxic to begin with. But they're all dead and dying.
Yeah, everything's dying. Well, let me ask you this. Let me jump in and ask you something here, because with an eye on the clock, 27 minutes, we're showing video right now of a car in an isolated area over there in Maui, where the fires hit. And there was about one city block that got absolutely zapped, two cars completely melted, the alloy wheels melting, literally a river of alloy metal running into the grass. And it's just a one block area. The houses around this area, untouched. Can you just help us understand what normal forest fires, what temperatures do normal fires burn at? And then what temperatures does it take to melt the alloy wheels on a vehicle?
So Sean, I think it's very important to state there are no more normal fires.
Right.
We have been so heavily, literally covered with heavy metals that there is no more normalcy in fires. In fact, we have electric fires. We have a whole new system of fires now, not as we ever thought. And when we see the lasers pass by, we can see where a width of a laser pass by, burning a few cars and not the houses next to it. And in an instant too, maybe people noticed that there was a dog or an animal that was under one of those fires, and all you saw was the hair. Now, if this was a normal fire, the hair would have been burned up. The hair was still in that or under the car. I think it's the one that you're talking about right now. So we have to understand that it's all calibrated, because everything has its unique frequency. That's what we're missing. We're missing the calibration.
You know, I think you said something very important. There are no more normal fires. But if we just rewound time and we went back 50 years, 100 years, the temperatures of a normal brush fire or even a forest fire are far lower than what we're seeing in these current types of fires that are pulverizing vehicles and melting the alloy metals and making them run like a river. So far, far, far higher temperatures.
These are microwave fires. These are fires using directed energy weapons. This is a whole new fire now because they can and they are. There's no more normal. I was 8 years old living in Malibu when we had the Bel Air fire sweep through with the Santa Ana winds. And we had to evacuate. We lived on the top of a mountain. And my father stayed and hosed down the fire and was able to save our house. We left. But it was a different fire. We weren't experiencing the amount of chemtrailing back in those days. It was a completely different reality for all of us. The intensification of all of the overhead aerosolized spraying is to the point that we are so combustible. The entire planet is so combustible. We've gone to Russia. We've gone to Cuba. We've gone to Ireland. We've gone to South America. Not only do they all have smart meters, which also are pulsed and can cause explosions in homes. One of the reasons that we fought so hard here in California to prevent the deployment of the electric smart meters and the gas smart meters back in the day. And California and some other states do have opt-outs. And people can opt out of something highly combustible that is pulsed by your utility company that is run and operated by Rothschild LLC and company.
Yeah, 24 hours a day, these pulses bathe you and your family in EMF radiation. And I have friends who have done this. They've stood next to these smart meters and they measure the EMF radiation coming off these things. And it is so far beyond any levels that could be considered safe. It has to be by design. Deb, I also want to play this for you right now, and I want your reaction to this. Emotional Maui Dew attack victim claims the death toll has surpassed 1,500 people. This comes from Stu Peters via Twitter. Listen to this.
Apparently, over 1,000 body bags and mats and containers and refrigerated trucks on the other side of the island right now. The government's trying to blame them. They didn't sound a siren. There was no helicopters that came. People had gone and picked their kids up from school and brought them home and left them home. There was a 10-year-old girl with a crib with a baby in it. There was no warning. No military came. The whole community is mourning the deaths of over 1,500 people. They killed innocent men, women, and children by not helping, by not sounding alarms. People were asleep in their homes with their babies and their children.
You want to expand upon that?
So what I've heard is that they pulled the water out of the pipes to fight the fires, and then they put the water back in the pipes or from some other source, and now it's toxic.
Deb? I just wanted to play that because I'm calling what happened in Maui now 9/11 2.0. The media is ignoring the fact that it's looking like the second biggest massacre of American citizens, as far as I know, at least domestically speaking, in U.S. history, 9/11 being number one, and now the Maui fires, 9/11 2.0.
Well, we are watching a tragedy unfold. We're watching heartache being said as they are recognizing that this was an attack. They're recognizing that. Now, I will say to you, the water infrastructure has already been tainted long before even the fires, because much of what they were doing, and this is what Michael Murphy talks about in his film, Unconventional Gray, because Michael lived in Lahaina off and on, and he shows in his film measuring the rain catchment water that they were doing in Maui to poison the people long before the fires. Unsurvivable continuous levels of aluminum. So watch his film. Michael lived in Lahaina and in parts of California, and he was from Chicago. So watch that film. But we also have to understand some of this, because we know that long ago, the Marines requested long-range blowtorches for Iraq to seek psychological edge by roasting people with lasers. Let that soak in. So I want to talk about the water. I want to talk about the dustification with all the homes that are standing around the perimeter of the burn zone. They are highly toxic. We learned here after they repopulated, their words, and allowed some people back into their unburned homes that were abutting or near the fire burn areas, they found that the small toxic particulate had seeped into all the attics, into the insulation in the attics and down the walls. It wasn't enough to have cleaning crews go in and shampoo carpets. They had to tear out the insulation. They had to tear out carpets and pads. It was toxic. And do you know that these people that were getting sick after going back into their homes were having difficulty getting the insurance to go the extra mile of pulling the poisons and toxins out? All the ground around these homes is poisonous. Poisonous. It is a Superfund site of toxins. And I can tell you that in Paradise, their water infrastructure burned. And the rebuilds that have been happening are only because each individual permit is granted with the requirement that the new house being built has to have a water tank where they have water delivered because they don't have a water infrastructure any longer. They needed upwards of $52 million in order to rebuild the water infrastructure in Paradise. And the governor here and the powers that be, the Jesuit powers that be here, would not give that water infrastructure the money they need to rebuild.
Of course not, because they want to turn these areas, they want to rewild these areas under
That's
United
right.
Nations Agenda 2030. And I want to talk about that. In that opening clip I played, the gentleman mentioned smart cities. Let's just address what's really going on here, and let's address UN Agenda 2030. I didn't know how they'd pull it off. Now we see it happening really since 2017. They just burn people out of their homes, and then they don't allow people to rebuild. And now we find out that I think Lahaina is a smart city, destined to be a smart city. Same with Ankara, evidently in Greece. I just learned that from the opening clip. Let's talk about smart cities. What do you think is actually going on here? Well, okay, what should they be called? What should they be called?
John, they cannot be called smart cities. These are cities of deadly imprisonment and frequencies that our bodies will not survive in. These are death zones. I did a YouTube video years back, and I was written up in the Washington Post. I named this video Kill Cities by Rothschild and Rockefeller, because I used documents out of the Rothschild documents and the Rockefeller documents, and this poor man in Washington, D.C. during open city council referred to my videos, because it was all true, and he was absolutely slaughtered by the Washington Post, and his name was Trayon White. You can look that up. But let's go in to what is happening. Yes, they're clearing out and creating more open space. And this is the Wildlands Project. And it's all started years ago by the Biodiversity Treaty that was mandated by the United Nations. And they fomented this through the climate action plans that all cities have adopted. Every single city, Sean. And I have been suggesting that people download their climate action plans in their city and see what these plans say. This spells it all out. And for some reason, it doesn't seem to be enough to activate people to do the simple things, such as typing in the name of your county, followed by adopted climate action plans. But understand, they're controlling all people, all property rights, and there will be massive restrictions. You won't be allowed. So human access denied. Regulations and fines and penalties. Many of you might be hearing about conservation easements and land trusts, where people that are older want to provide for future generations and not have their properties built on. It's all going into the access denied called the Wildlands Project. And we have to understand, here is the new method for fighting these fires that are all microwave fires now. They are, and this has already been implemented in Australia, and it's coming into the United States, and here's what it is. Because we are being blamed for all of the damage that's being caused by the weapons, such as anthropogenic global warming. We're being told there's just too many people using too much stuff. but no mention of the fact that they control the weather. But the same thing now with the fires. Here's the new firefighting strategy. Close down all parks, all camping, no more camping. They've done this in Australia, and they've said it's just tough if you don't like not being able to go into the public parks. We have to protect them from fires, and you are all part of the responsibility and responsible fire starting people. You're the ones. So now they're going to be starting to close down the parks, the national forest, and all camping. And because fires are now happening mostly year-round, this will be a permanent shutdown. They've acquired so much open space now that we will be condensed as climate refugees, those that survive, because there's so many kill methods now, that we will be moved in to these containment areas where they're now building five-story buildings, completely operated by your key fob, where everything is electric, and there are smart meters, there is reused water, and you will not have a car. Now, I recently went to the building and engineering department here in my town, and I asked for the information on all of the five-story buildings I'm seeing, because I'm seeing dozens that I've been watching being built since 2019. And I asked for the stats. I didn't want rebuilds from fires. I wanted new construction. I'm seeing new construction being built by outside corporations hiring in slave construction labor. They're not hiring local labor. And we're seeing some protesting in front of some of these buildings because they're not hiring local labor, because they're not paying the required amount. And what we've learned is that the permits can be given without providing any on-site parking if they are within 15 minutes of a train or public transportation. Now, in our case here, there is a large bus terminal and some trains going through. But builders, outside developers, corporations, money laundering, however they're getting all the money, black money, that are coming in and building, don't have to provide on-site parking if they build more senior or low-income housing in these projects. There is a law here in California by the year 2035 where there will be no more sales of new gas-powered cars. They're transitioning to electric completely.
House of Getty, Gavin Newsom. Let me ask you something. Just getting back to Maui and the FEMA response, the Red Cross response, no response at all, a cover-up, a lockdown, disallowing citizens from getting in to the area to help each other, to search for loved ones. I have breaking news for you. You ready for this? You're going to love this, Deb. Victims of Maui do attacks finally receive temporary housing thanks to, you ready for this? The Hungarian government. Do you believe that? The Hungarian government. What in the hell has FEMA been doing, Deb?
Well, it's a cover for the United Nations to sound so magnanimous in this, using Hungary as a face for the presentation of this. It's a rigged system all the way around to confuse people. And all I can say at this point is that we are on our own. And I want to talk about this because I posted this in an email blast out. And Sean, you're going to need to get everybody to this video. Again, I posted this as an email blast out. If you go to my site, stopthecrime.net, go to blast outs, you're going to find an alert. Weather warfare and watches. I've called it watches. We must now take evasive actions, and they're required now to form neighborhood sleep shifts, watches, to warn others to wake up because we're under occupation. And I can say that we can now tell when we look up at the atmospheric aerosolized spraying, which is generally multiple days, minimum of 3 days before any fire, we can see the striations in the cloud, the fake cloud creations of ribs with the frequencies. many people will notice that they can feel the increased microwaves. I know many that can now. And we're going to have to become much more able to recognize the increased frequencies of microwaves. I can also say that the humidity is generally dropped below 40%. That's when they're setting up an attack on us. And so many people are caught in bed sleeping. And there is no warning of any level, neither in Maui or these fires here either. MIA. All what we would consider as safety here is missing in action. No communication, no cell phones, towers burned down, no water, no escorting out of fire areas. Think about here the Tubbs fire in 2017 at 1 a.m. when the smoke was so thick, as we were hearing in Maui during before it was even dark. It was so thick people couldn't see. There was nobody telling people what direction to even evacuate on. And they said here, as I heard in Maui, that they did not want to cause a panic. And they said the same thing here, and I heard that in Maui.
Yeah.
The similarities that we have are similarities in all fires worldwide now. People are not told. It's us helping us. So we have to become more atmospheric aware as individuals, because we can watch this happening. We can alert one another. Now, why I say watches, Don, I lived on a boat, and it was my watch at 3 a.m. along the coast of France. And my job was to stay on the compass bearing that my dad gave me, to make certain that the rigging wasn't flapping and that the sails were full, and to scan the shipping lanes, because if we were hit by a large ship, they would just think they hit a whale and we would be dead. So I was observing all of these things when I was hearing some rigging, and our rigging was taunt. And I scanned around, and dead off our stern, I saw white water breaking. And what I thought was we were going to be pirated. And the typical response to pirating was to throw everybody off their boat and take the boat. So my father came up on deck, and to make a long story short, it ended up that it was a couple of guys from Finland that had lost their running lights, and they were using us as navigating. But I thought we were being taken over by pirates. Had I not been aware and looking around, I wouldn't have known to wake up my family sleeping in the cabin, because it was my watch. We lived having watches during the time that I was living on the boat. We have to have watches now. We can't all go to sleep. We're getting burned up alive. And there is no response. And this is a blast out I did, Sean, called Watches. And how evasive actions are required now by all of us. We just have no choice. We can't rely on first responders. We can't rely on fire department. We can't rely. And in this blast out, I have some checklists for evacuations put together by people that lost everything and wished they had packed up some things. So that you're going to look at this and you're going to see what they wished they had time to get. You're also going to watch a power outage prepared meeting that I had here by a retired fire captain that knew what was going on with directed energy weapons. And we had all been up to paradise, and he knew. So he's giving some excellent information on how to harden up your homes. You have to all go to this and watch this. This is a video I attached in this Fire Warfare Watches Evasive Actions Required Now. After the fire preparedness by the fire captain, I have something extremely important. And it is a separate video on my site, stopthecrime.net, that I did maybe a year or more ago. It's called Deborah Tavares, Local War Maps Disguised as City Evacuation Zones After Weather Weapon Attacks. This is exactly what we're seeing happening in Lahaina. the prevention of evacuations. I found this out here because they were telling us we needed to know our evacuation zone number. And when I asked for the map from the sheriff's department, they wouldn't give it to me. And I kept asking, well, I'll pay for it. Give me a copy. They wouldn't give it. And so I went online and I started searching to find my own map to know the zone that we may have been notified by our local radio station that evacuations were starting. And that's when I discovered it's all a military operation. They're using voice-to-skull technology in evacuation areas to suggest via mind control that you evacuate, and you may not need to, or worse, you may be evacuating right into the fires, and we will need special permits for reaccessing and reentering. We will have to meet all public health requirements, and you know what that is, mm-hmm. to reenter.
So these are military actions that are being taken. This is military weaponry that's being unleashed, or maybe it's even above military, top secret, compartmentalized programs, but it is some mechanism of government, we believe, that is doing this. And perhaps that's why Banana Joe, the man pretending to be president, Banana Joe Biden, he said no comment when asked about the Maui fires for 2 weeks. And then when he finally showed up, he got the middle finger salute from...
Well, that's that really in the larger scheme of things, Sean, as you know, is so immaterial. Because the United States is a corporation. We're run by agencies and corporations. We're not a country that we fought. The United States is traded on the New York Stock Exchange. It's doing business. And it's doing business on us. It's destroying us. It's moving us out of rural agricultural areas. It's turning off our water supply by telling us we are running out of water when water is a renewable. I'm watching ranches. I'm watching farmers. I'm watching the Central Valley of California being literally unable to even plant the crops that they used to because they have to reduce their water consumption by over 40%. They're not being told. They can drill wells and they can get to primary water. They don't even know about primary water. The CIA is shutting that down. They literally got rid of Paul Power, P-A-U-E-R. I did countless interviews, Sean, with Paul about primary water. He drilled close to 1,000 wells, not only in California and in Australia, but in Africa as well, getting to an unlimited amount of water that is created new under the mantle. You're not pumping water from someone else's area, and people will say, well, the vineyards are pumping all the water and they're stealing the water from other nearby areas. If they had hit primary water, because sadly, most well drillers are unaware of any such thing. And I can only say that this is a show in and of itself about the water supply, because we're being shut off of new clean water that increases our IQ. In fact, Paul Power was considered the Hungarian water wizard. And I knew Paul really well. And we went on a number of primary water drills with Paul. I saw this for a fact. People say, well, maybe you can't get to water. Yes, you can. It's there. But our country is shutting it off because water is now being sold as a commodity. And they're funneling us into these cities where we will be drinking water out of wastewater treatment centers. They're already watering a lot of landscaping from waste, creating more Superfund sites, because the waste can never be treated and be toxic. In fact, even the firefighting now with the aerosolized horrible dumps of forever chemicals with the fire retardant. We were told here that they wouldn't be using fire retardant anymore, but because all the fire agencies are now under incremental regional consolidation. They are dumping us with and spraying fire retardants. Those are forever chemicals. In the runways where these planes are filled, people are dying of cancer because of the runoff from the fire retardants just off the runways into their groundwater supply. Did you know that? We are being poisoned in every way imaginable. And why mind control is playing so much into this is because on ToxicSky.org, I'm going to read you what William Cohen said in 1997 during a Department of Defense briefing. He said this: others are engaging even in eco-type terrorism, whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes, remotely through the use of electromagnetic waves. So there are plenty of ingenious minds out there that are at work finding ways in which they can wreak terror upon other nations. It's real. And that's the reason why we have to intensify our efforts. Again, this is William Cohen, the U.S. Defense Secretary in 1997. Now, why can't people hear this, Sean? What is wrong? Mm-hmm. What is wrong? Mm-hmm. It's in plain sight.
Cognitive dissonance and intellectual laziness, that's the number one problem, Deb. The other problem is that more and more of us are starting to believe that about 70% of the population are NPCs, non-player characters, like in a video game. They populate this thing that we're in every day, but they don't actually make a difference. They don't actually think. They don't question anything. They believe everything they're told. They don't even experience life the way we do because they literally are devoid of the ability to critically think. And that's what we're up against. I guess my last question for you is this, and I think we already got there, but if William S. Cohen sounded the alarm in 1997, you know, at that point, anybody who listened to his warning was probably thinking, well, these are dastardly weapons to use even against our foreign enemies, if we even have any. I think all that is a bunch of BS, too, to a large degree. But why are these weapons now being unleashed on us domestically? Like, is this all global government? I mean, that's really what's going on here,
genocide.
Right?
It's genocide. It's genocide. We have to understand that in 1988, the United States signed the Genocide Treaty, when most other nations signed it in the 40s, the late 40s. It is approved depopulation. I'm going to go over this very quickly because I just pulled a United Nations ageism report from the United Nations. And they say ageism is a global challenge. And this is for youth and for people over 60 years of age. And here's what they're saying. The report was released by the WHO, Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, the United Nations Department of Economic and Social Affairs, the United Nations Population Fund, and it calls for urgent action to combat ageism, to expose ageism for what it is, an insidious scourge on society. A scourge. This is depopulation. Why do you think certain older folks in homes are being treated to death? They're a scourge, according to the United Nations depopulation and murder programs. I also want to cite some of the things in the climate action plans that people don't read. I found this chart and I sent it out. I've posted it. It's called The Impact of Climate Change on Human Health, and I call it a murder chart because it is not climate change. It's the use of technologies to change the weather. That's what it is. And here's a colorful United Nations chart in here, and it talks about severe weather. What will severe weather cause? Injuries, fatalities, and mental health impacts. Goes on into air pollution. Smoke is a weapon too. Don't forget that. Smoke is a weapon. So air pollution, asthma, cardiovascular disease. Then it goes changes of vector in the ecology. They talk about malaria, dengue fever. They talk about Rift Valley fever, Lyme disease, West Nile virus. There's more. I'm reading just some of this. Increased allergens is another climate change health hazard caused by weather, weapons, and technology. They say respiratory allergies and asthma. Big Pharma is scooping up big bucks from what is being created. They talk about water quality impacts, cholera, harmful algae blooms. We see that the algae blooms are poisonous. If you swim in these areas, you can get a brain bacteria. They go on and they talk about water and food supply impacts, malnutrition, and disease. We're heading into food shortages. We're being forced into sharing shortages until there will be no more shortages to share.
Yeah. It's the Hunger Games.
That.
It's the Hunger Games.
Environmental degradation is on this chart too, Sean. Forced migration, civil conflict, mental health impact. They talk about extreme heat, and I want to mention this quickly, because we're having heated-related illnesses and death now in cardiovascular failure. On hot days, they're increasing the microwaves in the atmosphere, and that cannot be picked up on your thermometers. So when you're told, well, we're going to be 80 degrees today, for an example, and when you go out, it feels much hotter, it's because it is. Microwaves don't register on your thermometers. We are being cooked. Why do you think I called my interview with Barry Trower the cooking of humanity? Our atmosphere is so filled with electromagnetic densification, aka microwaves, from all of our wireless murder components and the increasing wireless of everything. Right now here, they're changing out all our water meters, the analog water meters now. Everything is now remotely read now with wireless water meters. Do you know what the wireless is doing to the water? Worse than even poisoning it as they already are. Because remember, atmospheric water from rain and snowmelt is only the evaporation of the new clean water that comes up constantly. Now, here's an example of new clean water. Everyone needs to focus on this. Think of geysers that spray up out of the ground forever. Think of hot and cold springs that bubble up no matter what type of drought we are put in. Think of the Hawaiian Islands as an example, where they have endlessly flowing waterfalls off of the top of the mountains forever. Think of these things. Think of the oases in deserts where it does not rain. We are the water planet, and we are being sold out as humans and life on this planet by lies. And there are ways in which we can survive a little bit longer. But I can say that we must do all we can to be harder to kill. We must do all we can to be harder to kill.
I think that's a perfect way to sum up the show here, because, you know, the show here is really meant to inform people. I hope people spread this far and wide. We didn't present a ton of solutions here, but we do need to be harder to kill, and we need to educate our friends, neighbors, and colleagues about toxic skies, directed energy weapons, primary water, chemtrails, geoengineering. And it's just a really difficult thing to do, as you know, Deb, because like I just said earlier, I think about 70% of the population are NPCs. They're like zombies. They don't know what a central bank is. They certainly don't know what a directed energy weapon is. They don't understand who the Rothschilds are. They don't understand jack squat.
Well, I want to say this in defense to the people that don't know. And I will admit that I used to get angry at people that didn't know. But I understand now most people are chemically lobotomized. There are so many poisons and toxins. They're on so many drugs.
Mm-hmm.
That they just really can't think.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to just discount those that are elsewhere, because they are elsewhere. They're not here. They're not really fully alive.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of truth in that. Chemically lobotomized. You know, I do think that is part of the vaccination program, childhood vaccines program.
Well, we were chemically
I have met young people who are on the spectrum, who really lack something really important that we all need to survive in this world and to show love to each other. And it's a thing called empathy. I've told my wife,
absolutely,
I think that they engineered these bioweapons to target the part of the brain where empathy lives in a normal human being. I truly do. And that's why when the zombie apocalypse happens, it's going to get really, really ugly, because there are people out there that no longer have empathy for their fellow human beings. Deb?
Well, that's exactly right, Sean. And I can add to that by saying that I know a high-functioning autistic child, a girl who's now 18, and I have been tracking that since about 3 months after birth of this child. And I've gone to Temple Grandin. I think you may know who Temple Grandin is, one of the oldest surviving autistic persons that has instituted some amazing ways in which to feed cattle through the cattle chutes.
Oh, yes.
But Temple Grandin has talked about autism. And for a fact, it's environmentally caused. It is a fact that autism is environmentally caused. Now, I want to go on quickly. Okay, I have a symptoms list that is caused by wireless emissions into our bodies, including military weaponized of the atmosphere from the overhead chemical death dumps, I call it. Don't call it climate change anymore. And don't use smart cities anymore. These are death zones, period. So you need to look at my symptoms list, because I talk about electronic harassment and stalking and mind control and controlling our thoughts, which I talked about early in the show, directing physical actions, violent behavior, autism, ADHD, weakened immune systems, physical weakness or pain, high blood pressure, leg cramps, on DNA breakage, change in genetic makeup. All of this is happening. EMF causes mercury, dental fillings, vapor leaking, confusion. We're seeing lots of confusion. We're seeing the inability to focus. We're seeing people that are literally disorientated and can't even walk straight, because all of this is occurring because of the atmospheric conditions we're now living in. Difficulty breathing, respiratory problems, sleep disruption, seizures, vertigo. Vertigo has become a big problem. And tinnitus has become a big problem. In fact, I can say after the fires here, there were many suicides. And suicide is one of the consequences of the terror and trauma that we're being left with. Mm-hmm. Mood disorders. Even our pets are jumpy. Mm-hmm. People are getting RFID chips in their pets and vaccinating their pets entirely. And they're wondering why the pets are getting cancer. Well, you know, you have to treat your pets like you would like to be treated yourselves, and I would not be putting a frequency, an RFID chip for locating in case your pet gets lost. That is ridiculous. They are cancer sites. So wrapping this up, I would say thank you for listening. I hope you listen to this again. I hope you go to stopthecrime.net, spend time on the website, go to our BitChute channel, listen to some of my interviews, then go, of course, to primarywater.org. You'll hear some Primary Water interviews on stopthecrime.net with Paul Power. Please listen to this. Also go to toxicsky.org, but spend a lot of time on the video channel of stopthecrime.net and understand we are not running out of water. We're being attacked by weapons. And what we are not given is the truth.
Well, that's right. And would you believe it, guys? An hour and 10-minute conversation here with Deb Tavares, and all of these weapons aligned against us that we've discussed in this broadcast. And we didn't even get to the COVID bioweapon masquerading as a vaccine or 5G. And Deb's an expert on 5G. Deb, I hope I can get you scheduled again, and we'll bring you back and let's talk about 5G and these other attack vectors in this war against humanity.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because we are being exterminated. And we're also being eliminated from having broadcasts like this. I'm seeing things getting shut down. I was taken off of YouTube early on. I'm noticing even our local TV news channel was hacked. So they say it was hacked. I think that we're now starting to see news being cut off. Our MLS, multiple listing service here in Northern California, was hacked. Our multiple listing service that was helping people and realtors sell properties was offline. This is not an accident. We are being shut down, shut down. And I can also at some other point talk about what I see happening in San Francisco, what I see happening with all the homeless encampments that are increasing everywhere. People need to understand what they need to do and can do to be less easy to be killed.
Amen. Guys, here are the websites. I've been showing them throughout the broadcast. ToxicSky.org, PrimaryWater.org, and of course, the flagship website, StopTheCrime.net. Our guest has been esteemed researcher and longtime friend of the broadcast, Deborah Tavares. Deb, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sean.
Friends, I want to thank you all so very much for tuning in. I know this is difficult information. It's a difficult subject to cover and to digest, especially for the normies, those NPCs. Do me a favor, would you? Do Deb a favor. Spread this far and wide within your sphere of influence on social media. We got to wake up the NPCs. If we really could wake up everybody, if we really, really could wake up everybody, it wouldn't be that hard to take this world back. Guys, thanks so much for being here. Thanks for tuning in. I'll remind you every single day for free. Join us at sgtreport.com, thephaser.com, and thelibertymill.com. Those are three antidotes to corporate propaganda. May God truly bless you and yours, friends. Bye-bye. The vaccinated, in particular, are now extremely vulnerable to 5G.
That's exactly what we were presenting all last summer. The 5G transmitter arrays were put on school building rooftops and playgrounds across America during the school lockdowns. They were busy putting in these towers across America on schools. Parents have generally had nothing to say about the fact that their kids are being roasted by 5G towers all during the school day. And we did multiple programs connecting the medical dots of the fact that the symptoms of 5G EMF radiation are very similar to what they call COVID.
The point of which is this is a grand criminal enterprise. It is a conspiracy in every sense of the word. It is a RICO organization, and they are all criminals by our standards. However, because they control the fiction we call the federal government, they exempt themselves.